وليوفوا نذورهم وليطوفوا بالبيت العتيق. Before making tawaf, which is circling around the Kaaba, which is wajib, which is obligatory for pilgrims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that before that you must purify yourself. And by this purifying, he means some specific acts that are obligatory for pilgrims. We are not here to talk about the rituals of Hajj. I just want to emphasize and touch the issue of purity and significance of issue of purity and impurity in the legislations. As I said, you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the issue of purity so important that He includes that in every major ritual, in salat, in fasting, in foods and drinks, in pilgrimage of Hajj. Also in another verse, chapter Muddathir, verse 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoins the human beings and Muslims to make their own clothes pure. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ. Remove the dirts from your clothes. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail brings this issue, the issue of purity and impurity. So let's talk about that after a short break.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, to the series of Talks for Humanity. I'm Hamza Azizi from IRIB English Radio. We've been talking about the purity and impurity in the Holy Book and its centrality in Islamic legislations. We said that there are many rulings, many rituals in Islamic Sharia which center around the issue of purity and impurity. We talked about salat, saum, tayammum, food and drinks, and also hajj, and also about the clothes. And now it comes to Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail. As you know, one of the great tests, exams, and also obligations of Prophet Ibrahim was to build, or let's say, it's better to say, to rebuild and reconstruct the house of Kaaba. The reason why we say rebuild, because as you know, Kaaba was built from the very beginning at the time of Prophet Adam. But after that, in several times, by the accidents like flood and many other things, and specifically by the great accident of the time of Prophet Nuh, Tufan Nuh, the Kaaba was destroyed. So Prophet Ibrahim was assigned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rebuild, along with his son Ismail, to rebuild the house of Kaaba. Wa'ahidna, chapter Baqarah, verse 125. Wa'ahidna ila Ibrahim wa Ismail an tahra bayti. After that they rebuilt the Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that now that you have rebuilt Kaaba, it's time to purify Masjid al-Haram from any dirts. Why? Because there are many people who are coming to Masjid al-Haram in order to worship and to make their worships in this spot and place. And طَهِّرَ بَيْتِي, purify my house. للطائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود, for the ones who wants to make tawaf, for the ones who want to stay for several days in this mosque, and for the ones who want to pray, this house and this place must be purified. So, as a result, you see that the issue of purity and impurity is a very significant issue and a kind of criterion for many rulings in Sharia. But as I said several times, we have to keep in our mind that this kind of purity and impurity, although it includes the apparent purity, but it is not confined to that. There are many other meanings and many other levels for purity as well, as we talked about that before. Inshallah, in the next episode, we will talk about the other aspects of purity and impurity in the Holy Book. Thank you very much. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله 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 صل على محمد وآله.
Your option for today and a better tomorrow. IRIB English Radio. Our internet address is parstoday.ir/en.
Good night to all listeners of Iran Radio. Coming to you from Tehran, we start off this hour's lineup with Economic Divide, which airs less than a minute from now. If you are interested in economic or business issues, then this program is definitely for you. The program covers the biggest business and economic stories of the day. After that, we have Keys of Life. The program aims to introduce an Islamic lifestyle based on the book Mafatih al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Javadi Amuli. And finally, we round up this hour's program with Muslim Lady. The program deals with a variety of subjects all related to women. Stay with us for the next hour.
Economic Divide.
There are certain groupings of countries that share common interests with respect to each other's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Once their trading interests converge and each makes equal gains, their economies thrive. No unipolarity, just multilateralism at its best, as outlined in the WTO. That is what the SCO is all about. The SCO Summit was a very successful gathering of a grouping of countries that share common interests, many aligning themselves due to the aggressive and harsh trade and tariff policies of the U.S. With China leading the way, many countries are lining up to join this organization, one in which Iran is also a member of. Coming up in today's program, the SCO Summit 2025, New World Emerges. China presented the Global Governance Initiative. This was an extension and upgrade of previous SCO charter initiatives. But the presence of world powers like India, China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea gave it a new world order makeover. SCO expansion, new members. The scope of the SCO has now expanded to include potential new members with foreign leaders and the heads of 10 international organizations. Also coming up, China, Russia, Iran, and India's alliance. The alliance of these countries is significant since many have been targeted by the U.S. India, for example, has been one of the targets slapped with 50% tariffs by the U.S. Our guests for this edition of the program include Dr. Mi Zhu, professor at the Gwangju Institute of the Greater Bay Area, and also Dr. Renato Penelope, professor of international trade at the University of Worcester.
Thanks for having me for this show. The SCO is a kind of important platform for all the related stakeholders to discuss about how can we deal with the different situation. I think the United States is also having its own ideas about what is the proper way and what is the fair way, but they are just trying to put it at the top of this governance, and that is not so friendly to all the members. So I think that SCO is providing all the members are a fair and open platform for them to discuss what we can do to improve our mutual benefits based on the respect. This governance our platforms are providing so many new opportunities. I think these opportunities are really attracting the members who want to follow the rules of the market. So I would say that the platform may be not so perfect at the beginning, but it has already started our new space for all the related stakeholders to discuss about what they really want from each other and what they can provide for each other. SCO is a very huge part of the world. They have a lot of population and resources, and also are quite our diversified potentials of the market. So I think these platforms are really creating our collaboratively ways of dealing with the poverty reduction and also respect the innovation. And these platforms are also trying to teach the other parts, the rest of the world, that how the South-South cooperation can really benefit all the related stakeholders. And this platform is never just the aesthetic one. They are improving, and they are trying to welcome any suggestions from the different parts. If other countries or members who want to join this, I think that is welcome. And we will like to try to follow the way, the main ideas of the Shanghai spirit, and also trying to do better in creating more room for more resilient collaboration in the such a when we're facing such a big challenges coming from the protectionism and the unilateralism.
The SCO Tianjin Summit 2025 was the 25th Heads of State Council meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which was held from August 31st to September 1st of 2025 in Tianjin, China. It was the largest summit in SCO's history, and was the fifth time that China hosted the meeting. The SCO aims to promote regional peace, stability, and prosperity through cooperation between its member states. Some international observers have noted, however, that the organization also serves as a forum for Russia and China to consolidate regional influence and to counterbalance Western institutions.
ASEAN has many similarities, like the BRICS. All the members are developing economies and they are coming from the global south. But there are also some special areas like the ASEAN. They started from the security cooperation, trying to stop some of the isolationism and also something to do with the security concerns. So they are coming from a very emergent demand for collaboration and trying to stop the cross-border crimes. For the BRICS, I think that the main ideas are coming from the economic cooperation. So the five important members are trying to do more things, like to use their market advantages to cooperate with each other. For SAO, all the members are helping different sizes, and I think that the collaboration in the SAO is much more diversified. So they are not only limited on the market integration, but also trying to improve the infrastructure connectivities. And also, as you mentioned, the financial innovation that is has been improved, be very successful and efficient in the Belt and Road Initiative practices. SAO is quite an interesting, important groups of the countries, and they are trying to identify what they really want to have. As we can find from the Tianjin Summit, that all the members agreed that we can carry on more collaboration in the different dimensions, like from the economic to the cultures, and also something to do with the medical cares. I mean, this kind of a very varied areas of collaboration can further improve the mutual understanding of each other. And this one is really helping for us to reduce the gaps between these countries, instead of just making it wider. So this is a really important thing for us to, if we want to be better fitted for the globalization and the digitalization, because all these kind of new governance issues are related to much stronger capacities that we can use the resources as more efficient than before. That is quite critical.
The social media post for this week. First, Western mainstream media keeps telling us that Russia is some isolated pariah, completely cut off from the world. But then I see this video from the SCO 2025 summit in Tianjin, China, where leaders were practically lining up to shake Putin's hand. Next, China proposed the creation of a new global governance at the SCO summit that is not based on bullying. The initiative is supported by Iran and Russia. Next, Iran's president at the SCO summit, without finding a right solution to the Palestinian issue, no plan for peace and justice in the world will succeed. What is happening today in Gaza is undoubtedly a stain of shame on human history and a test for all humans and governments witnessing these brutal crimes. Then the leaders of the multipolar world mash together as they look forward to building a strong new world order during the Shanghai Cooperation Organization or the SCO summit.
Hi, thank you very much for having me here. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit was successful in the sense of showing the world a new center, a new organization where the different nations can cooperate together and build a future. We are living a time of multipolarity, so the world needs different poles, like different centers. Centers as BRICS has been serving as. But now we find like another center being developed here in the Asia, where Central Asia, East Asia, and other parts of Asia are coming together to build a future for themselves, finding market, finding a way to cooperate and build future for their economies. So I think like that can change the approach of the United States when they see traditional partners as India moving away and finding centers, finding communities where they can take part and develop a new market, a new sort of income or like exchange. We are seeing the bear, the elephant, and the dragon building a new world. A new world order is rising in this sense. A new world order where the economy find a different path.
With wars raging, rising economic uncertainty, and the fading dominance of the West, China appears to be positioning itself as the new architect of the global order, along with its partners like Iran, India, and Russia.
SEO finds a different way to cooperate once we are dealing specifically with Asia, with neighbor countries. Countries that find borders as a connection, so they can take straight measures to cooperate among themselves, especially when it comes to energy. Energy is a source of development. Without energy, you cannot give like leaps for development as in different types of industry, especially in the industry of the fourth type of industrial revolution that we are living, as AI can propose, or the new high quality economical development demands like a high intense use of energy. So this country is finding cooperation in the sense they can exchange and share the source of economy, share the source of energy in a way that they can boost their economy. China is finding here a perspective very similar to what Belt and Road Initiative has been invested, like BRICS has been invested, like energy, renewable energy. Those are sorts of energies that we want to see flowing and growing because they open different types of market. They have a different nature and environmental like industry that they promote and they develop. So I see SEO growing in a new sense, in a very contemporary and modern way, a way that the world is searching for. And AI will be playing an important role for sure.
This is the InfoNews section of the program. First, Google's contract with the Israeli regime. Google's $45 million contract with Netanyahu's office to spread Israeli propaganda. Now, the contract describes Google as a key entity supporting the prime minister's messaging. Israel's advertising bureau has since embarked on a mass advertising effort to conceal the hunger crisis that's happening in the Gaza Strip. Next, why Russia does not need Nord Stream. Before the war, Russia exported 200 BCM per year of gas to Europe. The new Power of Siberia 2 pipeline will ship 50 BCM per year of gas to China. Based on our special investigation, in 2023, Moscow and Tehran signed a deal for 110 BCM per year of Russian gas transfers through Iran. That is equal to the combined Nord Stream capacity. Iran will function as a regional hub, moving Russian gas to neighbors and global markets. Next, Canada's economy not doing well. The Canadian unemployment has jumped to 7.1% as tariffs weigh on the economy. Persistent uncertainty around U.S. trade policy has kept Canadian businesses on tenterhooks, discouraging hiring. Then, the U.S. economy. Second week, jobs report undercuts Trump's claim of a booming economy. After a bad employment rate in August, President Trump fired the official in charge of the numbers. This month's data was just as disappointing. The labor market is stalling, and the U.S. is facing real strains under the weight of its economic agenda. This is the in-depth section of the program. At a time when much of the world is grappling with the chaos unleashed by Trump's tariffs and threats, BESCO has served as a platform for countries like China, Russia, India, and Iran to project the stabilizing force. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization, better known as SCO, is an intergovernmental organization founded in the year 2001. It is the largest regional organization in the world, mainly because of two factors: geographical area covered and the population. Its member countries occupy almost 60% of Europe and Asia and cover 40% of the world's population. The SCO aims to promote regional cooperation on issues like security, economy, trade, and cultural exchanges among its member states. As of July 2023, there are 9 full members of the SCO: China, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Russia, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, India, Pakistan, and Iran.
It is true that every country or even the individuals who they want to have a sustainable development, they have to pay what they have borrowed from others. Especially for our country, I think it's so important for us to make it more resilient and the value of our credit stable. Well, for the United States, they are having too much public debt from not only from its domestic holders, but from all around the world. The debt issue is a kind of a very important, things for the investors to evaluate the potentials of investing in the United States. So I would say that the U.S. debt, the treasuries are still very important kind of treasuries that investors who are trying to make a basket of portfolios in investing in the United States. But these things cannot only trying to be sent to the follower, taker of these investors. So the keep the debt stable and repayable is one of the critical requirements for the whole process. So I think that the U.S., they are trying to borrow as much money as they can borrow from the international market without enough care about the results, because many of the treasuries are to be paid in a little bit longer term coming from nowadays. So this has made many investors worry about its potential risk. So when they are going to, meet their demand from the vertical size to virtual size to the real economy, they are going to think about these issues. And China is one of the important lenders of this money to the U.S. I don't think that we want to have a lose-lose situation. For both of us, we are still trying to keep it stable and trying to make the all the investment in the proper values in the foreseeable future. So I think that is not cannot be done by just one country. We have to have the promises and also some of this real action from the U.S. side to keep these things recycled and become profitable for both of us and the rest of the world.
Trade between China and the other member states of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization totaled $890 billion for the year 2024. The combined economic output has surpassed $30 trillion. At the Tianjin SCO Summit, Xi Jinping unveiled the Global Governance Initiative, a bold plan to reshape how the world is run. It consists of 5 core concepts: sovereign equality, international rule of law, multilateralism, people-centered approach, and real results. Although not explicitly stated in the SCO charter, the SCO's implied goal is to counterbalance U.S. and the EU influence, especially in world politics. This was on display from the warm affection between India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and the Russian president. The U.S. had slapped deep tariffs on India, warning and threatening India not to buy Russian oil.
The fact that China has sold most of its dollar reserves during February 2023 to now, it's a matter of the request that most of the southern, the south-south countries are being requesting. We need a reform in the financial system, and the world needs to change its financial ways. We understand that we know the dollar has been used in a way as a a tool of war, a weapon, and a way to weaken it is to step away, is to get rid of it. So every time a nation sees threatened or want to exchange and give a step away from the risk of being suffering from this, the use of this weapon, they try to get rid of this. So China is maturing its economy. Its economy is growing in the sense that it doesn't depend much on dollar anymore. More than 150 countries in the world are dealing and making business straight to China. So China is finding new ways to make exchange with those countries without using dollar, bypassing dollar. And it's natural that the dollar will start to slowly losing its role and the center of the geopolitical order. So it's a natural position. It's probably something that we're going to see more and more often among nations that want to increase their like exchange in the economy with the world, but doesn't want to take the risk of any sanctions or any retaliation from the United States.
He is an ocean of mercy, he is an ocean of love, he is the symbol of peace, he is the dawn of light, he is like the sun who shines on everyone, he is the ray of hope who is for everyone.
Muhammad Mustafa, peace be upon him. Muhammad Mustafa, peace be upon him. Muhammad Mustafa, peace be upon him. Muhammad Mustafa, peace be upon him.
He is the sign of one, his call is of God. His life is the Quran, his word is hadith. He is the best man who was ever born. He is Allah's love for now and forever.
Muhammad Mustafa, peace be upon him. Muhammad Mustafa, peace be upon him. Muhammad Mustafa, peace be upon him. Muhammad Mustafa,
the best of teachers, he is the most wise, he has all the knowledge, past, present and future. He taught us kindness for one and for all, he taught us mercy for all humanity.
Muhammad Mustafa, peace be upon him. Muhammad Mustafa, peace be upon him. Muhammad Mustafa, upon him. Muhammad Mustafa, peace be upon him.
He is sent by God as the greatest gift. The heavens and the earth were made just for him. The sun and the moon all take from his light. He is the reason we are here today.
Muhammad Mustafa, peace be upon him.
dunya and for deen. He is the path of truth which leads to Allah. He is the only one to follow and to love. After all, he is Muhammad Mustafa.
Muhammad Mustafa, peace be upon him. Muhammad Mustafa, peace be upon him. Muhammad Mustafa, peace be upon him. Muhammad Mustafa, peace be upon him.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ali baytihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Brothers, sisters, listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Abdullah Al-Musawi. Now, previously we started discussing the social system, and specifically we were discussing fixing between relationships, between two people, brothers, sisters, when we get into quarrels and fights and what have you. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam, and more importantly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, has emphasized so much on us to avoid fitna sedation, to avoid division when it comes to our faith and to come to our society. And it's considered really important in terms of akhlaq, in terms of fighting this division. And it has so many positive effects when we stand against this fighting and just separating from one another, which sadly we see in our community. And the Ahlul Bayt and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, they want people to become nice and kind to each other, because society cannot coexist on hatred and fighting and just negativity, which sadly we are immersing ourselves and we're drowning in. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, one day he was saying to his companions, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِأَفْضَلِ مِنْ دَرْجَةِ الصِّيَامِ وَالصَّدَقَةِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Should I not tell you about something that is much better in terms of reward than salah, charity, prayer, and fasting? قَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Of course, we would love to know what's more rewarding than these three. He says, صَلَاحُ ذَاتُ الْبَيْنِ, fixing between two people. وَفَسَالُ ذَاتُ الْبَيْنِ, and also breaking to people. So you make good to people, you get the best. You do the opposite, you make the worst. So we need to fix, not divide, because sometimes instead of us helping two people come together, we break people together. I go to him and I say, oh, by the way, did you hear Fulan what he said about you? He said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, really? Then this person goes and he fights with the other one, and then we have a problem. We have a fallout. This lady comes and she says, oh, by the way, have you heard what she said about you? And she said, no. And she tells her. And then we have this gossip issue, backbiting issue, sedation. And then we again have to see that this society breaks down. Why? Because I could not control my tongue. Or he could not control her tongue. She could not control her tongue. And we end up breaking relationships. Brothers, sisters, be mindful on their judgment. There is no way to fix that once is done. The hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he continues and he says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. Therefore, be aware, be mindful of Allah, O people. وَاصْلُحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Fix your issues. Don't come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with either you having issue with other people or you divided other people. That's going to be a problem on the Day of Judgment. Imam al-Baqir salamullah alayhi says, "Inna shaitan yughri bayna al-mu'minin." Shaitan, he comes and he tries to, you know, create this division between people. He's trying to give you incentives to even break up. Oh, how could he do this to you? You don't need him. You're better off. he's causing this to you, he's causing that to you, and then he puts all these ideas and whispers in your head, and then you end up having a fallout with your brother in faith. فرحم الله امرئ ألف بين ولين لين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy on he who makes things easy for people and brings people together. Ya ma'ashar al-mu'mineen, ta'alafu wa ta'atafu. All believers, have mercy on each other and be kind and compassionate to one another. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرونت رخکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که رو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you. Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat. So we said that the emphasis is on fixing, not dividing and breaking. Now, there are a lot of people in society that we have. They follow the steps of shaitan, and shaitan keeps pushing them towards misguidance. And these people, when they get misguided, they try to create all sorts of fitna, sedation, and facade, corruption in society. With their actions, with their tongue. And they love to see people divided. We have a lot of these people. They just love to see people in disarray and divided and broken up. They just can't see a family happy. They just can't see two brothers having a beautiful relationship. They just can't see it. They just have this sickness in their heart. Allah says, "Fi qulubihim marad." They have a disease, a sickness in their hearts. Those people have been warned by Allah that they're going to face severe punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Al-Baqarah verse 210, هَلْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظُلَالٍ مِنَ الْغَمَامِ. They just have to wait until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings dark clouds upon them. Now, the problem with these people, they might keep saying, well, you know what, we don't want to create fitna, we do not create any sedation and problem society. But the reality is something else. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is really dangerous, not only these people are going to get punished in this world and the hereafter, but in this world when they get punished, a lot of people will get punished as a result. So, for example, when Allah talks about ghamam, darkness of clouds with punishment, carrying punishment. Now, I might be an innocent person living amongst these evildoers. I'm going to suffer as well. Yeah, obviously on the day of judgment, Allah will compensate. But I'm going to lose as well. So these people, not only they are destructive to themselves, but they are destructive to society itself. They try to open the gates of hell to society. They want to destroy society.
Now, obviously, this used to happen back in the day. I mean, alhamdulillah, now it's a lot less. Back in the day, people used to come and throw accusation at a woman, for example, and she end up being killed because they called honor killing. Marriages end up in divorces. Spouses end up separating. Children themselves, they end up having a fallout with their parents. Cousins and families and relationships and friends are in disarray. Why? Because someone is just sick in the heart. And now with the social media, it's happening even more, because now it's really easy to send a picture or a video of someone to someone else and accuse them of a number of things. Or it's much easier to talk online now and blather and just gossip all day long. We need to be very careful of these people. If you know someone that has that kind of trait, which he just loves to divide people, or comes in front of you and speak about other people in a bad way, it doesn't matter whether these people actually done what he says or not done what they say. These people you need to be careful of. You need to stay away from. Well, obviously, first try to do Amar Ma'ruf and Nahy Munkar. Try to slap him around and put some sense into him. Obviously, you know, don't take my word literally, unless it needs to be literal. But try to advise them that what they're doing is wrong. If they don't listen, keep in mind, those same people one day will harm you. If you don't stand up for justice, one day you will be left alone and justice will not be there to help you. So be sure you keep yourself away from those evildoers who just wants to create fitna and fasad in the community. Inshallah, we will continue this in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
It guides us through life. It has taught us everything. We should learn and appreciate what it gives us. And try to apply them to our daily lives. How is it possible? By means of Quran.
این خوندن قرآن و تلاوت قرآن قدم اول است برادران من، این قدم آخر نیست.
Reading and recitation of the Quran is the first step, brothers, not the last one.
هو الذي ارسل رسوله بالهدى.
It is he who has sent his apostle with the guidance and the religion of truth, that he may make it prevail over all religions, though the polytheists should be averse.
وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ.
تلاوت قرآن با صوت خوش، با آداب که شیوه خاصی دارد، موسیقی خاصی دارد، روش خاصی دارد.
Recitation of the Quran in nice tones should be performed according to particular methods and tones. But it's not enough.
We
مشکل بزرگ مسلمانان دنیا دوری از قرآن است. دوری از قرآن است.
Muslims' major problem is losing touch with the Quran. Quran, Quran.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Muslim lady. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be at your service, and in here I have a very dear friend, Sister Nasreen, and I would love her to introduce herself at the very beginning of today's episode. Assalamu alaikum, Sister, and welcome.
Alaikum salam. Thank you for inviting me here so that you could listen to my opinion, allow me to give my opinion and my ideas. I don't know what you want me to say. I'm from England, and I live here, and I'm always ready to discuss Islamic issues.
Very
actually.
Good. That's all what we need in here in Muslim Lady, which is all related to the concerns of ladies from all around the world. So wherever you are, I hope you're doing well and everything is just so okay with you. We're going to be talking about beauty surgeries and all these pressures that come from the industries like fashion, like even again media. And they're creating this image of a woman as a doll. And then every woman feels like, okay, I have to be like this perfect picture. And if not, I'm not a perfect woman.
Well, you know, right at the end there, it's like, what is a perfect woman? You know?
Exactly, yeah.
I don't think that Hazrat Fatima Zahra or Lady Zainab or any of them thought about the looks being a perfect lady. But that's beside the point right now. The thing is that a human being is like a star, right? A star runs on two types of gas, helium and hydrogen, right? Hydrogen is in abundance, but not helium, right? Now, society is like the gravity. It's going to pull on that star, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when the star runs out of one of those fuels, it implodes and it becomes a black hole, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's us. We're becoming those black holes. We might be living and walking and eating and drinking and going to the bathroom, but are we human?
Mm-hmm.
No. The reason why is because we're only taking care of the lower half of the human self, which is not the human self, it's the animal self, right?
Yeah.
Because the human being begins at the heart, right?
Yes.
Now, if we don't have two gases, metaphor gases, the Quran and the Ahlabayt, we will implode.
Mm-hmm.
We will listen to all this because it's pulling down on our nafs. And we're not inspiring our nafs and we're not building our ruh. And the only way to do that is with two. The breath feeds the ruh, right? That's how Lady Maryam alayha salam had Isa by the permission of Allah. She was known for her dhikr and she created a prophet. She created it, right? Her act, the breath is creative. Allah is a power.
Mm-hmm.
Allah is, you know, not absent anywhere, but we are the khalifas. He creates through us. Through the breath that he gave to Nabi Adam, alayhi salam, the names of Allah, to Lady Maryam, to, you know, to everyone. And we have the pen, and the pen is what, neuroplasticity. When you write, that's the first act of inspiring the nafs. And if you don't, you're going to be pulled by all this garbage on the outside because they're doing it on purpose. They see that the Muslim Ummah is getting larger, so they dropped the bar so low, Qamalut, right? The gays and the lesbians and all that. They had to go to that level to create a disbalance, you know, because they see the Muslim Ummah growing more and more. So they're like, let's drop it right down to an unhuman level. I mean, below animals.
Yeah, below animals.
So they have to strive harder. And Imam Ali, alayhi salam, he said to his army, oh, if I had just one or two of Muawiyah's army, you know, for all of you. Muawiyah's army is not following him out of love. They're following him because he's going towards Shaitan faster than they're going towards Allah. And that's the key today.
Yeah, they're steadfast in what
they're
doing.
We have to know how to move and keep moving. But the truth is, we're not even on level zero.
Yeah.
Because level zero of life is still when we're looking to medication and physical things to sustain the body.
Yes.
But our heart should come alive, and it hasn't.
So to clarify the grand of our discussion, we're talking about all these beauty surgeries out there that is happening in abundance. And according to Sister Nasreen, the reason is because we're not looking inside and we're looking outside. While we have to look inside and seek help from God and act like a human being. So let's go for a break and then we come back to see what's more with Muslim Lady.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
I think that's what we have to address now. Perception. Today, there was one singer or actress, and she had a lot of work done, and now she said, I regret it.
Deeply.
I regret. And that's the thing. These tattoos and all these things that we do that we can't change, don't we think that we might regret doing?
No, you know, it's all about that hormone of happiness, which is going to be released. And after a very temporary time, it would fade away. And then they would be done with whatever they've done to their faces. And the problem is, they cannot turn it back to where it was.
Okay, I understand that of the West.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not living for temporary. If we see anything temporary, there should not be a temporary thought in our brain.
You know, now you are an experienced and a specialized woman, and you're a professional in what you're doing, but you're saying this out of experience, too much of experience, perhaps too much of reading and research.
I have lived,
but for the girl,
I have lived in 9 different countries. I put on hijab in Florida. There was nobody in my city who wore hijab. I walked in on Halloween with a black hijab.
So do you think everybody has got this courage?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. We have to feed it. Allah doesn't expect us to jump in the deep end. He doesn't expect us to, for example, we see people giving advice to these new converts. They say, now what do I do? They say they're shahada. Let's say it's a sunni. They say they're shahada and they say, now what do I do? Say, now learn the prayer. That's not what I would say to them. It's like, it's a lot to take on, you know. Teach the person to learn Arabic step by step. Take them by the hand. And why are there no clerics there to help these people along the path? There must be specialized people for exactly this, to guide people, you know. Say, okay,